Yeah, it's been interesting last couple of days. Obviously, trying to review who will be able to make the lineup, who haven't. Yes, it's not the best of times, but it happens. It happens in every team. You're just gonna have to regroup, make sure you play the right hockey with the right amount of players, with what you have, and try to get the points.
Obviously, a difficult game on Thursday against Manchester, but were you frustrated by the injuries that you picked up at Sheffield? Particularly, Greg Picks is a very nasty injury.
Yeah, Greg picked up a broken finger, and I think he'll be out for a while. I literally spoke to him today. Need to catch up with him later on just to see the outcome. Yeah, we were short-staffed. He left us, I think, on the beginning of the second period. At one stage, we only had one defenseman. We had to play all the forwards back on D. So we'll see who is available today. I have a picture of who is and who isn't, and just move on. Simple as that.
So Alan Knack's here tonight. You think a feature?
He'll skate tonight. We'll see how he goes through the practice and obviously the reaction after. One of those things you have to wait and see. If he feels good, he'll play. If he's not feeling 100%, he won't be playing.
I mean, Manchester will be a very difficult game. They'll be desperate for points. They've dropped quite a few recently. As James said earlier, it'd be difficult if you were full strength, but going to a team like that when you're a few bodies down.
Of course, you can look at this both ways. One, we're short-staffed and we're playing against the champions, and we're just going to roll over and give them the points. And the other way, we're just going to look at what we have, and we're going to have to adjust tactically and mentally and play a hockey game. Like you say, they're a good team. I think we're a good hockey team. And you just have to adjust to situations. You want to get out of them as soon as possible. Yeah, if it stays like this for 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, 2 months, then we're in trouble. But for now, we just have to adjust and move on.
And then at home on Sunday to Milton Keynes, who's strengthened with the addition of Chris Wiggins.
Yes, I mean, they lost Callan. They brought Chris in. I mean, they're two totally different hockey players. So you'll be interested to see how it's going to change the lineup. But even with him in the lineup or with Callan or without him, one guy doesn't make that big of a difference. I think they're a good hockey team. Now they're playing at home. They settled down, and you've seen the result recently. They beat Basingstoke and picked up another few points. So it'll be an interesting game, exciting game, and we're all looking forward to that as well.
So it'll be even more necessity for a big crowd to be an extra man in the ice, given that you've got so few bodies in the ice.
I think we should it's always an extra man, but I think we'll just call him for this game an extra defenseman. That's what we need right now.